1017 The Truth. Tapped in with Meech. We down here at the MFM Studios. Got special guests in here today. Truth Nation. We got Big K, 414 Kennedy, also known as. We got Whitney.
Whitwo.
And maybe Shannon's joining me. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, what's up? I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, okay. I got some help.
Help me.
Help me.
Shannon, can you help me?
Can you help me? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to the truth.
Thanks.
Big K.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm lit.
Yeah.
I'm ready. How y'all doing?
Especially since the last time I seen you.
You see me when?
Well,
when
was you that? Was on stage at the T4TC.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Yeah. That's right. Who you have with us?
I got Whitwell. I got my manager with me.
Right, yeah, what's Whitwell. Up?
Yeah,
what's
we talking about. I just wanted to. Yeah, you got some more artists too.
Yeah, I got a couple more artists. They're located in New York.
Yeah.
So three other male artists in New York with Her Motion,
okay.
Management, marketing, artist development. You know, trying to help any artist that needs help.
All right. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Hey, Kennedy, you know, Big K now, huh?
Yeah.
I know that's right.
How do you, why you change your name?
My name been Big K.
Okay.
You said y'all named me that other stuff.
Yeah, after a while, yeah. But tell us about yourself for the viewers that don't know.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm a rapper. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a entertainer. I'm everything. I'm all of it in one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Who is BK beyond the music, beyond the entertainment?
Who is BK beyond the music? Kennedy.
Kennedy. Just a regular person.
I'm just a regular person.
Yeah. So, Shannon, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here with y'all.
Y'all know Shannon. Y'all hear every day.
Yeah, y'all hear me on a lunch break, 12 to 1, 101.7 The Truth.
Mm-hmm. So you got some questions for Kennedy?
I do got some questions for Kennedy. So how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You doing good. I'm happy to see you here. So do you live in Milwaukee still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. What made you get into rapping? Is that your first love?
No.
No?
At all.
Okay, so
I only
so
started
how?
Rapping because I was going super viral every single day. I was making dancing videos on Instagram.
Okay.
And like every video I was posting had more than 500K views in a day.
Yeah.
So it was like,
might as well.
If you doing that, make some
well.
Music and see
Put
how they
music,
react yeah. to the music. And then when I made Walla, at first Walla really got hate. It really wasn't love with it at first. Mm-hmm. And then more videos I made of me dancing to my song or certain people making videos to the song, people just started to catch on and like the song, and it blew up from there.
Mm.
And then now people call me Walla Walla. Don't even call me Big K. They just call me Walla Walla.
With all the AKAs, you like Kennedy. It been Big Kennedy. They just keep adding stuff. So tell me about that journey. Like, did you originally want to be like a content creator more?
Yes.
So like, I just
I've always been I've always been outgoing with making videos and stuff. Like, I used to have Dub Smash, you know,
mm-hmm.
TikTok. But I mean, before it was TikTok, it was what was it
was
called?
Was it Musical.ly?
Musical.ly.
Vine.
Okay. Musical.ly.
Yeah,
yeah, like Musical.ly. I used to have Musical.ly videos, all that. I make all those type of videos. I'm the only child, so like I've always kept myself entertained and make people laugh. Like, I'm hilarious. So
no, that's right.
That's always been my avenue to be a content creator before it was called being a content creator.
Okay. What about YouTube? Are you heavy on YouTube?
No, but I have a YouTube channel. But
okay.
I don't really vlog myself, but I am getting back into vlogging myself. I literally have been talking about like a lot of things that I want for this year that I'm going to do is put myself out there more and be more so, not even more so say YouTube. I'm a more so, broadcast my lifestyle and my life, who I am as a person. So I'm going to start going live on TikTok almost like every other day because it don't make sense not to. And people love to talk to me. People love interacting with me. They love when I post videos. They like post more videos. People really love me rapping. They want me to get back in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm getting back onto it.
Yeah. So
human.
Would you say you just kind of like trying to balance it all? Because I think that's pretty normal, especially for like content creators, right? Like you like, okay, I'm doing content, but I can dabble in this. Like, I think people not used to seeing people be like so talented with like multiple things. Like, people want to put you in a box, but you like, listen, I could do all that.
I ain't got to be in a box.
Exactly.
I got so many
Look, so, and they gonna get so it all.
So much energy, so much passion for things that it's just, it don't make sense for me to just do one thing when I know I can do multiple things. So
exactly.
I would never just be stuck to one thing.
All right. So how hard was it, or how hard is it to build a brand as a woman going from content creator, music, and then you dabble in some reality shows?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, how hard is it?
Oh, it's not hard at all, because really, the world is so, like, how the world is right now, anybody could become famous overnight, honestly. Like, but to keep it is hard. To get it is easy. To keep it is hard. Basically, that's what it is. You can't give up and just think that, I mean, you can't just not put in the work and think you're going to continue getting views, getting like, people to send you stuff, promotion deals, stuff. Yeah. Like, you got to put the work into it. You can't just say, oh, because I got all this many followers, everybody's going to just want to do stuff. No, it's not true. If they don't see that you posting stuff, if they don't see that you out here wanting to connect with other brands and other people not going to want to really work with you unless you, like, really got that energy where they know if they sell this to you and you going to really get them some views and some customers, then that's just you. That's for you. But a lot of people be wanting to see it. Yeah. They can't just... Oh, hope that it's gonna happen because you got a name for yourself. Like, but people who know, you know, like in the TV, like venturing off the TV, they called me. I ain't even audition. I like people like,
yeah, it's like they wanted to
audition
you.
They seen me and picked me. So I was handpicked. I wasn't. So some people are lucky.
How was that transition though? Like from being like, okay, I'm a content creator, I'm a rapper, and then now I'm on TV. Like, was it super quick and hard to like get a grasp on it,
no,
or were you like?
Because I've always been
ready.
Yeah, I've always been a very outgoing person. Like, I've always known I was going to be famous in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's like I manifested it. So when it came true and it happened, it just was like, okay, keep manifesting and manifest something bigger. Yeah. It wasn't like scared that, oh my God, this really happened. Oh, it happened. Okay, let's do it. Now let's keep going. So that's the type of energy that I got off that. And I had the most followers on my season. Like, I had the most.
Exactly.
I was the most known person on my season. Well, I'm not going to say most known because some people didn't know who I was,
but still,
social media, a lot
too.
Of people already knew who I was, though. Yep. I was really that before I got on TV. So exactly. Really, TV didn't really change my life. How some people go on TV and it changed their life? It didn't change my life because I already was that.
Yeah. So that's probably why they reached out to you. They probably knew, like, okay, she already knows. She might give us some new followers,
that's
give us some new
say,
eyes.
Because
a lot of times.
Yeah.
That she already has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like a lot of times, like, especially with TV, sometimes they reach out to people that they know going to give them that extra push. Yeah. You know
even though
saying?
My, like, even though what I thought it was going to be and it, like, during the season, like filming during it, like everybody loved me. Everybody was on my side. Everybody was like, "You gonna be a fan
they
favorite."
You know, like towards you.
Everybody loved me. Then when the show came out, everybody still loved me, but it was because I didn't do certain things that people wanted me to do that made them not like me.
Yeah,
I was on the season one time. I was only on TV once in my life. I was only on one TV show. That network has been a network for probably 10 years now.
So it's
there's
new.
No way that. I made people so mad to the point where I had won an award for most hated on the whole network.
And you was like, on there one time.
I mean, honestly, if you ain't got no haters, you're not popping. And y'all literally gave me exactly what I knew. Like, even if y'all was hating, I was in everybody's mouth.
Yeah.
You think of Younger Reckless season two, you're going to think of Kennedy.
Right. And I feel like that also gave you new eyes and gave you new following that you probably, like, you already had your following, but it probably got new people to, like, even though some people had stuff to say, like you said, like, I'm
sure. Yeah, people going to talk about you today and love you tomorrow. That's
why
you can't.
Why you think that went like that, though?
Because the show was a fighting show, and I didn't give off, I'm a fighter. I mean, I fought on the show, obviously, but I didn't give, I'm finna come on this show and be a fighter. I gave myself. I gave Kennedy. I gave Funny. It was a girl on the show. I'm not gonna say her name. It was a girl on the show. She wanted to fight me because I had an opinion on her. I'd rather troll you than fight you.
Right. Yeah.
That's the difference. I'm gonna show my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna sit up here and just fight you for 15 seconds and now we don't got no camera time. Now let's make it 5 minutes. Let me troll you. Let me rap about you.
Right.
Feel like you talking. Yeah. You feel like you better than me. I'm finna make a song about you right now, right here, freestyle. Yeah. Let's do that.
Smart strategy.
You gotta think big.
I would say, like, describe what life was like before, like, your social media took off and, like, your songs took off and everything else. What was that like? And I know you said you already knew, like you would be a star anyways.
Before, but, yeah. before my page was really like all these followers, I already was more so popular.
Yeah.
So like I've always been known for like my personality. Like I said, like before my page was viral, I still have videos that people will see and like go viral.
Right.
I was viral on TikTok first. So like I can't really say my life changed so much differently from social media. Like,
it just kind of magnified.
It just magnified. It like just came all together.
You're traveling more.
Yeah.
That changed.
But no, I've been traveling my whole life. I'm the only child. My mom don't like. My mom don't play about me. Like okay. I've seen a lot of. I've been places. I've done a lot of things. Right. I lived a fortunate life. Like I didn't even grow up in Milwaukee. I didn't live here.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Milwaukee, but. And I moved from Milwaukee in sixth grade. I lived in West Palm Beach, Florida from sixth grade to 12th grade. I graduated and went to high school and middle school in Florida. So really, that's where I'm
from.
That's not going to say from, but like you that's where I went there. To school at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I grew up in that environment. So
okay.
What would you say is your biggest viral moment?
In life?
Well, yeah, I guess. Your biggest viral moment like online, like on your social media?
My biggest viral moment? Honestly, I got so many. I don't know.
Like, which one made you feel like, oh, shoot, like I'm popping online? Like, you know, because I know you said you had a little clout before, but which one you was like, oh, yeah, it's time. Like,
was it the TikTok? No, the TikTok video? When you fell off the bed?
No.
No, not that one.
Because that went viral for that wasn't nothing like showing my personality. It was just like an accident.
Yeah.
I could say... really, I can say them dancing videos.
Yeah, so I say
them dancing videos, man. Like the way people was coming, like
yeah,
it was like March, what,
like March 24.
Yeah, March 24. Like she came, you was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She had a booking. She came into Milwaukee and she was doing dancing videos, and it was just like going viral, like. When she was dancing to like Big Frank's song, song, making them songs go super viral.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Kennedy is like in the forefront every single day.
And then they start having you in their videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you put your own music.
That's
why I said, hey, you know, you going viral every day, you doing this. So like, let's create you a song.
Yeah.
So that's how that music part came about, and we contacted Wavy, and then like the rest is history with BK.
So what part of Milwaukee would you say has the biggest influence on who you are and like your viral moments and stuff like that?
Like
North Side. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what's up. So as far as being like a content creator, do you want to lean more back into that? I know you say you're not going to be kept in a box, or do you want to be on TV more but kind of change up the vibe?
I do want to be on TV again. I am going to be on TV again.
Okay.
I just had to really, truthfully, I got asked to be on another some other shows, but I don't want that image for myself to be on fighting TV shows. I want to be on a TV show where I can show my personality. Like, ask me to be on a comedy show. Mm-hmm. Ask me to be on a show where we get funny, like fun show, like Wipeout or something.
Right,
I
want
to be on them type of shows. I did the fighter show. I did it. I don't want to do it again because I don't want that image for myself, because I don't want to give that. I don't want you to think just because I'm on this show with all these people that know how to fight that I feel like I'm the biggest, baddest wolf, because I never said that.
Did you always have to look over your back?
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, I feel
like people naturally, like when they see people on those type of shows, they want to like, oh, let me try her. Let me try to make a name for myself.
And that's another reason why I haven't been back on another show, because I feel like how my season ended on Young and Reckless, and how the internet and stuff like hated on me. People going to feel like I'm an easy target because I didn't fight certain people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're going to think I won't fight them, but it's not that.
Right. Like people in the regular everyday world don't understand. That's TV. That's
TV.
Scripted sometimes
I was around these people for 5 days.
Exactly.
It's not real life. I don't know their last name. So
it's
not real life beef or drama where I hate you for the rest of my life.
Right. It's really deep stuff that they stir up as quick as possible just to get what they need out of it. But we're going to talk more with 414 Kennedy. We're going to be back with Meech. We on the tap in. We tapped in on 101.7 The Truth. All right, I'm going to hit it back after break.
101.7 The Truth. This is the Tapped In. We missing Jazz. We got maybe Shannon. Ray Nitty just popped in.
Honey.
What'd you say?
Give me one, right? I said, what's happening? Can you know? Hear me? You can hear me now? There we go.
Yeah, we got Big K and Whit Woe, our manager, in this building.
What's up, y'all?
Okay, y'all act like y'all in here, okay? Denied VA benefits or Social Security disability, hurt on the job, or in an auto accident, tobacco law fights for people who deserve better. Veterans benefits, Social Security, personal injury, and workers' comp. We don't stop fighting until you get what you're owed, and you don't pay unless we win. Get Take Back Law for the payback. TakeBackAttorneys.com.
We back. Man, you heard the man. They don't fight unless you win. Look, you hear me?
My lawyer is great. He'll get the beating stuff right now.
Oh.
He'll beat all the cases.
Okay.
He shows up.
I know that's right.
Payback law.
So, Ray, we just got you in the building, and we kind of briefed you on what we were already talking about. Did you have any questions for Kennedy? I already know. Like, first of all, I know you had a song off of a Ray Nitty beat. Is that right?
Yeah, it's called Bow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get a live performance. I see why you snuck in here now.
I love to see what Kay is doing. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like I saw her come up. I heard y'all talking about it because that's why I felt like I first saw you taking all the Big Frank and the JP songs viral. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she gonna be a star.
Yeah.
And then Wavy, that's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? He hit me like, man, bro, I got this artist I'm working with. Can we use Bow? And I'm like, who the artist, bro? Like, who you talking about? He's like, man, it's 414 Kennedy. And I was like, oh, man, I rock with what she doing, man. So, low-key, that's like the first person I was like, yeah, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because plenty of people were like, bro, let's. But it was just something about her drive and her determination that I was like, yeah, she gonna be something special. And she had wit that was super on top of things. Because when I hit her in the DM, like, hey, just keep doing what y'all doing. She already had a plan where they was going with everything. So I'm like, that's what's happening, man. So I'm glad to see where she is now. I think what I'm most proud of, and you could speak to it, is seeing how she was intentional about keeping her brand clean.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't know what all y'all spoke about before, mm-hmm. but what I saw was her being intentional about, like, yo, I ain't on that mm-hmm. negativity, the fight and
stuff.
Doing
the show.
During the shows and like, you know, I'm a person that like to make people laugh. I like to make people dance and have fun. Yeah. And that made sense because that's what Milwaukee is.
That's what
so
we knew her for.
We
yeah.
know it was authentic when she was saying that. And I respect her for having that vulnerable moment on a wide national scale.
Yeah.
And I just would ask you, like, why was it important for you to show that and, you know, be that shift in the culture? Because, you know, everybody they think that's the way to go. But you was like, nah, we can have fun and still be lit and respectful as well. Like, why was that so important to you? And, you know, that's
a great question.
Because that's me. I can't fake it. I'm not going on TV to fake it. I'm not finna go on there and act like I'm the hardest person that y'all ever met. I'm not finna go on there and act like I'm Mike Tyson because I'm not that at home.
Right.
I'm Kennedy who's funny and cool. Everybody love kicking it around me. They want to hang with a baddie in real life.
Right, not Tyson.
Not Tyson. I ain't never heard that. I want to hang with Tyson. I want to hang with a baddie.
Like,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Like, I want to hang out. I want to be around people who uplift people, who actually got good energy, good vibes. Like, I got a kid fan base at the end of the day. And I know it's kids out here that really genuinely love me. I didn't want to give that. I even said that even going on the show, like, to my family, like, I'm going on here to build my platform, make my music bigger than what it is. And honestly, truthfully, y'all, it did somewhat, if I would have fought more, but I'm glad I didn't because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come for you later on in life. And certain opportunities and certain brand deals could get cut from me even just having a fight on TV.
Yeah.
So I was really thinking logical. I wasn't thinking right. I wasn't thinking for today. I was thinking for tomorrow and next year and the year after that. People don't think about that. People think about right then and there for a viral moment. I don't want a viral moment.
Exactly.
I want a legacy. I want more and more. Mm-hmm. I want you to know who I am for the rest of your life. I don't want you to be like, oh, I did remember her, but like what she used to do. I want everybody to know what I do, not what did I do. I want them to know what I do. Like, I don't.
So how instrumental is having management like a Whitwell with you?
It's good because she's my auntie.
You know she got your back.
Yeah, she know you got your back, right?
She be pushing me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a human. Nobody, I don't gotta lie. I fell off for a little bit. Not just gonna say I fell off. I just took, like, I stepped back because, like, sometimes I don't care about it. But that's just me. Like, sometimes people don't have some people don't have, like, the motivation they need every single day to just get up and continue doing what they're supposed to do. Like, but I'm back on it though, because yeah. it's too much positivity on my name for me to just give up my leg, like give up who Kennedy is and Big K is. Like, I ain't finna do that to my supporters. I ain't finna do that to myself. I want everybody to remember me and know who I am. I wanna be one of the Milwaukee greatest. Like, I gotta make it make sense. I can't just have that for a year or two and then let it go. Oh. Yeah. And then it's like, truthfully, I swear to God, nobody letting my fame die down. And that's what makes me feel
exactly.
That's what makes me feel good about it.
They're keeping you alive, huh?
Like, still to this, like, walking out, somebody will probably know, can I take a picture with you? Yes, you can. Come on.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Come on. Like, everywhere I go, I get recognized. And I love that, like, I'd rather be recognized than not recognized. Right. So why not just keep...
I ain't recognized.
You recognize me.
I can walk past with Ray Nitty and be like, Nitty.
Or they gonna be like, hey, why you walk to Washington?
I'm still trying to get people to know that I ain't Frank.
Like, why you walk to Washington? You don't have to pull
fight. Come on, man.
I got my dreads.
All right, Shannon said it, not me.
I ain't say nothing. Look, go ahead, anywho, I was gonna ask. I feel like you said, people fail to realize, like, at the end of the day, like, sometimes you don't have that motivation to get out of bed. And sometimes, like, being an influencer, a content creator, it's not as fun as it always looks. And you always got to be like, let's go. And it's like, dude, I need a day off.
Listen, that it get real, though, because, like, you can make a video. That's the best video you ever made. Mm-hmm. Your phone could die, the whole video gone.
Right. Now you got
to
spend your whole day doing
that
again.
You got to be a content creator, for real. Yeah. Like, you gotta have a passion for it. You can't just say, oh, you can't wake up and just say, I wanna be a content creator today. And then when a viral video go viral, you get hate comments, now you don't wanna do it no more. No,
right.
No, you can't stop, you can't quit. Like, me being on TV made me stronger as a person, and I'm actually glad that I got that backlash and that negativity that I got, because God only put it in me to know that you can't win against the internet. I needed to see that. I need to know that I will never win against the internet. Mm-mm. So y'all gonna say what y'all gonna say about me. That was like, and it was like to a point where I've never seen someone get that much hate from that network. I was the most hated person in real life. Like, I love that I got that. Like, I know people, I know some people would be like, but you were saying a lot of mental things, all this. I was like, yeah, I was. But now that I look back at it, I'm glad that happened to me, because now I'm stronger than I ever was before. Yeah. Like,
it was a learning moment.
It never, like, now I could be the person to tell people who knew the TV, girl, do not read them comments. Yeah. But if you do read the comments, read them so you could, like, be like, laugh. Because really, I used to sit up and be sad about people's comments. Then I start looking at the pages on who's saying it.
Man, girl, when you do that, you be like, oh.
Girl, you got 15 kids. What are you talking about?
Like, it's horrible.
Talk about something. You look a mess. Girl, you on your page
your
with one bundle in your
head.
One bundle in your head.
Your life be looking a mess. You go there like, you know what?
I get why you
see
just
the background
said that.
Right.
I get why you just said that. Like, everything ain't personal. Everything ain't personal.
Look.
Some people do things for laughs. Some people do things just to get a little attention. You know, a little viral moment. But everything ain't personal. That's what I have to realize also. Like, it's a job. Really, it's a job. Content creating is a job. Mm-hmm. Being on TV is a job. It's not just a fun, have fun today and just get the money. No, it's a mental thing. You got to be ready for that.
And I feel like people don't realize, like, when you get that amount of comments and that amount of likes, I think people forget, like, this person can see this still. You know what I mean? I think they forget that. And I want to ask you another question. It's going to be, what's the hardest part of being an influencer that nobody talks about? But before you answer that, we're going to go off to break.
Okay.
All right? So y'all sitting here live at the American Family Insurance.
Go ahead. No. We're going to put Shannon on the track.
she want to sing now.
I'm ready.
Yeah, she got a little voice.
David Ruffin. No, but now y'all hear the tap in with Jazzy. We are the fill-ins. It's about four of us replacing Jazzy today. But yeah, we here with Meech, Ray Nitty, right, maybe Shanity. we together now, girl. Maybe Shannon and 414 Kennedy and Wit Woe.
Okay. Wit Woe, don't forget.
Period.
For sure.
And we're going to be right back on the Tap In 101.7. If you guys want to call or text, you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, it's 833-212-1017. Make sure you guys hit us up in the chat on YouTube as well. It'll be 101.7 The Truth. We'll be right back.
.7 The Truth is Tapped In with Jazz Tyler. I'm your host for the day, Meech. I got Ray Nitty with me, maybe Shannon. 414 Kennedy with Whoa.
What's up?
We're in here chopping it up during a break. You know, life's better with family, American Family Insurance, because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you work hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and your dreams you earned. Insure carefully, dream fearless with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. So 414 Kennedy.
Yo, I'm right here.
What's something that people think about you that they get wrong?
They think I'm bougie.
What?
People think I'm bougie. What? Yeah, I've gotten that so many times.
Why
they think I'm bougie and mean. And then when they see me, I'm lit and happy.
Why they think you're bougie,
I'm
though?
I don't know.
Maybe because of my Instagram, like the pictures I post, maybe you might think I feel like I'm stuck up or something. Like
people
people literally said that. Literally.
Haters.
Like they send you DMs?
Yeah, like
you
I didn't think
you gotta be raggedy
like
to be nice.
Like, I would have said it looked like I was left off bad and bougie.
Look, you gotta tell them I'm too pretty to be mean. God dang it, I'm too lit to be mad.
Look. It looked like I was left off bad and bougie. Yeah, I'm bougie.
Oh, that's right.
Get it.
So what do you think people would be surprised to learn about you? One thing about you that people probably would be surprised to know. Would it be something like you actually lit and fun? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's probably
because I
kind
of give that on internet.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. I kind of got social anxiety.
Girl, same.
But you don't want to be around nobody.
Hey.
Like, I don't be. Like, I be around people, but, like, it be getting to a point, and it's, like, kind of been happening recently. Like, I be like,
let me back up.
I really don't want to be here.
I think people really.
I think my social battery just be going down. Or
yeah.
I could, like, read people's energies, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell when, like...
somebody being weird.
Yeah.
When the vibe off.
I can tell, like, okay, I don't think I should be here no more.
Time to
I'm
going
to leave.
Yeah. I feel like people be surprised, especially when you have a platform as big as yours. Like, they be like, wait, like, you always on. You always want to be around people. You always want to be
like,
lit.
No.
And it's like, no. Look,
no.
I've had enough of y'all. Look.
I don't. Please. Actually, I don't want to come anymore.
Take me off of this.
I mean, I do that before we even go.
Look, for real, it take a lot.
I do not want to go there.
Sometimes it take a lot for me to
get
in.
Outside the club. Just, like, you know what?
My friends be mad as ever.
Back to the
convenience, I will leave. Look, I'm like, you know what? I couldn't find a spot. Full hair, makeup,
and I've been doing that lately, though. I've been doing that lately. Like, if I see ain't nobody really doing nothing and we're not really having fun,
I'm not
just
finna
fake
leave. It, right? It's like, you know what? I'm going to head out.
Now y'all want to have fun when I leave. Y'all didn't want
to.
They didn't need me.
So what would you say, like, the hardest part of being an influencer is that nobody really talks about? Like, people act like it's cool, but it's like, man, it's kind of rough right here.
I would say comments, but yeah.
Yeah.
I could say the negativity because people, I'm going to say comments and negativity, like, the negative comments.
Yeah.
Because people always say, okay, just ignore it until it's you.
Man. Mm.
You could tell me to ignore it all day, but they not talking about you.
Exactly.
You don't
you
got 15,000 people commenting on one post about you. Mm-hmm. You usually see people comment, like, it probably be like 300 comments, but with me, it was 15,000 people commenting about me, like...
And it's not fun when it's all
what?
Negative.
Y'all acting like
you know?
I'm Beyonce. Actually, I...
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do it wrong, so I can keep doing it wrong, because this is a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the hard thing about it. Like, comments, negative comments, because sometimes, like, it don't matter if you the most, what is the word? It don't matter if you got the most confidence in the world. Sometimes if so many people start saying something about you, you might start looking at yourself like,
yeah, like,
hold on, wait, is my nose that big for real?
Right.
Like, dang, what did I do? Like,
am I really ugly? Like, then you get to go back to reality like, girl.
I feel like anybody seeing consistently negative things about themselves, about anything, like, you're going to start to take some of that on. Like, it's like energy start rubbing off on
you. And I feel like God
you.
Gave me the opportunity to see, like, how it's going to get. That's why he gave me so much so fast. Like, I seen it because, like, I know the next thing that's for me is going to take off. I'm going to take off and I'm not going to ever come back. So it's going to be like, oh, I'm used to it. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, when people first get famous, they go through that little transition like, dang, I can't deal with all this negativity. I already went through a TV. Let's do it.
Yeah. Right. You got said, people what? That really give up off of it.
Yeah, like, I'm not giving up. No, like, I had to see that. I had to go through that already. So I know, like, whatever comes next is supposed to happen right then and there. God not going to give it to me if it's not meant for me to have it yet.
So knowing your influence on the younger generation, How do you plan on utilizing that going forward?
Continue making. I'm gonna keep making music. I'm gonna be honest. I did say I didn't want to make music because at the end of the day, it wasn't my first. That wasn't something I wanted to do, was to be a rapper. But I did it because I was good at it.
Yeah.
I did it because it made sense and it still makes sense. So I'm gonna continue doing it. But I know little kids really love my music. So it's like why would you stop doing something that you know people love? Give your supporters what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want to do it, you could learn to love it. You know, if you don't love it at first, you could learn to love something.
Did you think about, like, okay, all my supporters is young. How can I, like, did you want them to be older?
No. Or you just, I didn't even, honestly, I don't care. I'm young. I don't mind.
Yeah. I feel like kids naturally gonna look up to who lit anyways, and it's not, like, a responsibility to be like, oh, I wish y'all was grown. Like, it's like,
I ain't gonna change my lyrics for y'all. Like, look, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah,
I'm not changing the lyrics.
Turn up anyway.
Like, I might.
Yeah.
Not just
like,
some
you can
artists,
get the clean version. I ain't finna change the lyrics.
No. It's just some artists, you know, they don't want to cater to the younger crowd.
I get it.
You know,
I think
they feel like
even when Cardi was like, y'all need to watch your own kids. That it's truth to that. Like, she not a gospel rapper. Look, I ain't like, hey, if I wanted to do that, I would do that. But it's like, I think a lot of people fail to realize, like, the parents is playing this in the car.
Yeah, I was
so
about
the
to
kids
say, I swear to God, I was about to say, I want the kids and the mamas to be in the car bumping the song.
Yeah. And then you got to think, too, like, a lot of times, like she said, the kids, they turning up to her song. They dancing to her song. So it's more so probably, like, they listening to the beat. They watching the TikTok trend. They ain't, like, analyzing the lyrics like, well, she said
That's why I think
people listening to the lyrics, but they really listening to the beat and the, like, if it gets you lit, like,
right,
that's my song.
And them TikTok
like,
trends, they like, okay, I could do this dance with my friends. Like, I think when I was little, I was singing some stuff, and now I'm older. Like, it took me in
the 30s.
I'm like, that's what they meant. That's how Mama was listening to something. Hold on, look, but I can't say this. So it's like, it makes sense for her to be like, yo, like, I'm not changing my stuff. But I do understand people asking those questions. I think people forget, like, put Bluey on.
Yeah.
Put some Hannah Montana on. Look.
Right.
You could go listen to what you want to. Right. You don't have to listen to this. But, I mean, I would like it. Thanks for the show.
Or ask your kid what's going on. Like, why are you interested in this?
Because most of the time the kids will say why they listen. Like, I like how she dance.
Yeah,
her hair pretty.
Something simple.
Her makeup cute. Like, it'd be like the, like, most shallow things. They not tearing the song apart.
Oh, she said she don't like them girls. I'm going.
Right.
I'm riding with her. For real. So, what do you see yourself in a couple years?
One of the biggest content creators that you ever, like, you're going to be able to, like, remember when she was on that show? Remember she came on the radio with us and she told us that she was going to be the biggest content creator, one of the biggest female content creators, and I literally spoke it to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we got the
she
exclusive.
Did tell y'all. I mean, she did tell us that she was, so I ain't even surprised that it happened.
Do you think about streaming?
Yeah.
I was just going to ask
I do think about streaming, but it's like...
private.
Not even private, because I don't mind people knowing what I got going on, but I really didn't care so much.
Seems like it take too much to do every
day. People think it's easy as hopping on your phone, but them people
but
be
like, you
got to
think about it because you got to look good. I ain't finna get on
the
stream
time.
Looking like... all right, my lips look so crusty right now. Right. I don't, like, sometimes I just don't want to be seen.
It's raw.
That's what you got to get used to. Like, to be a streamer, you got to get used to streaming. And then you got to, another thing, you got to have things for people to watch. Nobody's just going to watch you on stream every day just talking about nothing. Like, you got to have, like, do some challenges or something. Like, you got to be mentally prepared to be a streamer for real if you want your streaming to go bigger and better. Like, you got to go out, do stuff, like, plan stuff with people. Man, like, it got to make sense. You can't just say, oh, I'm finna go on stream. Like, I'm going to do streaming. Let me do Taco Tuesday on the stream today.
Right.
Oh, let's do wings. Make wings on Wednesday.
Like, you have stuff planned.
Yeah. And it looks so natural, too. But like she said, like, people be really having stuff to do every day. Like, okay, well, let me tell this club that me and my people come in. Then you got to gather the people. Then you got to make sure the camera crew ready.
Just because you say something. Just because you say you're going to do something don't mean you're going to get the views either.
Yep.
Just,
but then you watching, like, the new age, they got clippers. Like you said, they got camera crews.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They got people clipping their clips nonstop all day. Man. But then it's like they only able to do it at that rate because they already making so much money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they already famous. They
it's
already have a connection.
It's a huge commitment. Mm-hmm. It's a huge commitment.
For real. I mean, I tried to Twitch. I'm like, I feel like laying down.
Y'all
have to watch for me real. Taking that now.
Does it kind of get a little boring if you really ain't got that many people watching you because it's like you –
talking to yourself
at first. I just read that same comment 15 times.
I felt myself looking at the camera like this, like, what?
We're just looking at each other now.
Right.
But you got to build it up. Yeah. You can't just think it's going to come. It's a bust. It's like, it's a mental thing. Like, you're all right, finna get off.
I've seen
people like celebrities like high up there on like TikTok and not have that many viewers. Yeah. I'm like, dang, like it's rough, but you gotta continue to do it because you gotta build people up and you gotta get them used to seeing
you. You gotta get people
there
to want to come back and be like, oh, is she on stream? Let me go see her. Right. Let me go see if she on TikTok live. There. I know she on TikTok live. I want to laugh.
Yeah, having that consistency like helps with anything you do, but that streaming stuff, like you really will have to do a content plan.
Man.
Like a 30-day content
plan. And you can't just say you finna be a streamer and just be like, oh, I'm finna go on stream and then you only on stream for 15 minutes and then you get off because you only got one view.
And somebody told me you gotta be on for like 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not.
I thought I could be a 24-hour streamer. I'm like, man, I ain't doing nothing. I mean, I could do this 24 hours and then I'm doing nothing.
I would never fault Kyson that ever.
Man. I don't know how they
do that. To be watched for 24 hours, you might not, you can't even fart.
No, for real.
That's going to get
or you
got to so
be real
cold.
Comfortable
like,
with doing it on camera.
All right, like, I farted. I mean, y'all want real and all cut.
I've been holding this one in all night.
Been holding this one in. It's crazy.
It was Taco Tuesday.
Whoopie Cushion Wednesday.
Whoopie Cushion Wednesday. Y'all get, hey, look.
He said, look, we got to get the lunch break out of here.
I mean, we can keep the lunch break in here because I'm hungry. But let Kennedy tell us about the song she got with Kamala Harris.
Ooh.
I don't have no song with Kamala Harris.
No?
What are you talking about?
I mean, about Kamala Harris, my bad.
I don't got no song about Kamala Harris.
Who's about?
What are you talking about? What song? I don't have no song with Kamala Harris.
You asked Biko.
Biko.
Biko was asking, didn't you do something with Kamala Harris?
I was at the,
she did a fellowship with her.
Yeah.
Oh, she was running for president.
They were in my ear. Ask about the song. I don't know.
I did the campaign, and I took a picture with, what's her
Carrie,
name? Carrie Washington. She was very nice.
Yeah.
Felt like Kamala. Felt like Kamala.
Did you feel like you was famous then?
Yep. I thought I was with Scandal.
I mean, they had
a Scandal.
What, the Secret Service called you?
I'm already up there. It was a security around when we took that picture. I'm like, and we look alike. It was no filter, no nothing.
We
all right, we finna do this.
And we look alike.
So speaking of like negative criticism and comments, do you have people in your circle that keep you lifted and keep you positive and try to like talk you off that ledge? Like, don't
everybody,
give up.
Everybody in my family, because they seen what it did to me. Like when I first, like the TV comments, like I had my mama, my auntie, everybody that loved me was going hard for me in them comments.
I know that's
and then it was
right,
just
girl.
Like, all right, we ain't finna keep doing it because it ain't. It's pointless.
It's pointless.
It's pointless. We can't win against the internet. It's only 15 of us. It's 15,000 of them.
I ain't gonna lie though. Right. Sometimes it feel good to tell people off online.
Yeah, because
you said
like,
you go to their page,
you
like, bro, you thought I wasn't gonna see your page.
And then you
now
know another
talk
thing
about
that
you
humbled
and your family.
I mean, not a humble me, but another thing that made me realize that this is just like social media is not real. a lady I blocked on Instagram because she was talking about me. She seen me in real life, and then she was like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Girl. Just wanted some attention.
Can you unblock me? That's what she said. She said, I love you so much. Can you please unblock me? I gave her a hug. Nope.
But why you want to be unblocked?
But people
because
weird.
You got, after because you do stuff to get blocked.
Because they want attention. They want attention.
They and honestly, like, sometimes I do think, like, they realize, like, the good comments, you'll get a thank you, a little heart, whatever. But they, like, if I say something negative, I can have a full conversation. Like, it's weird. Like, they probably really think, like, I know what to get her talking to me. Like,
yeah, people really, corny. People are really like that. Like, yeah. Let me say, oh, she's so ugly and big and ratchet.
Something that really will get her coming. Like, no.
You gotta, people really think out the wall to say something crazy to get your attention. Cause yeah. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes, like, most comments, I'd be like, girl, I don't care. But it'd be like,
what
that
comment
one comment.
That, what's that one comment?
Your
tell
eyes.
That one comment.
It'd be that one comment what's, that'd be like, it'd be like off comment? The wall. I don't know, because it's always some off the wall comment that I'll reply to. Cause it'd be like, regular comments, like, people be like all the time, she don't look like this on TV, da da da. This girl's like, So big. She was like, she's so big. She must how she using the filter to make herself look smaller. What?
But that's
bro, I was
right
on
there.
TV a whole year ago, babe. I've been lost 50 pounds.
And
I don't know
you
what you talking
I know
about.
What I got going on. Right. Maybe it's the angle. Mind your like, business. What are you like what you look like in person? Like
oh, so you be getting those too.
You said I'll be hating on people.
I mean, you be getting those too.
I do, and I be cussing people out. I gotta Jesus, stop. Look. I can't help myself. Look, I ain't got that many comments.
You know
yet.
How like people be like, I couldn't be famous. I can't.
Sometimes
just because I'm famous don't mean I'm not gonna make just because I'm bigger than you don't make me. Not finna think right. I'm finna say nothing back to you.
Jazz, look, everybody got that.
I want to be famous. I want to be the person where people know. Like I wanted to be famous where people know. Like oh, she gonna say something back.
Yeah, and I am. Be
but I'm a,
people,
a good reader
dude.
Though. I'm a good reader. Like I can rib you so cold. What?
Yeah.
But we gonna go to break.
That one thing.
We gonna go to break before they really get on me.
Uh oh.
We gonna pay these bills. While I'm gonna rate Nitty paying bills. We
Ray
tapped
Nitty.
In.
This is tapped in.
Ray
bills.
Nitty brought the wallet.
Just tap in bills.
Let's go, Z.
On my daddy, I'm finna say it right now.
Do a little shake for the gram.
What y'all thinking?
Tell your daddy, get up off my lawn. With his cheeks on my daddy, bitties, now I'm the best.
Yeah, 101.7. Got 414 Kennedy. I mean, Big K. Excuse me, Big K. Put the big on the K. You hear me? She looking at me like, you know my name. We were maybe Shannon Ray Nitty.
What up? I'm right here.
She like, okay. Is everybody gonna say something before I do? So Walla Walla. Was that one of your favorite songs?
Yeah. No, my favorite song is Ate That.
Yeah.
Is that a newer one or is it one of the first ones?
No, that's the newer one that I got. That's my favorite song. Really? Cause I feel like I really like. I was really
you really ate that.
God, I was
arguing. Okay.
I really did.
That's cool. So you got some more stuff coming, or
yeah, I do actually.
What's in the plans?
We got a content house coming. It's called Her Motion House, but it's called Make Me a Star. Mm. It's gonna be in New York, and we trying to find a few more girls. If y'all know, if you want to project your craft and get yourself out there, it costs though, but you gotta invest into yourself if you really want something to happen.
You
want to
put the information out there with?
Yeah, so we got Make Me a Star coming out. It's a content house to help advance artists. So it's a lot of artists that need artist development. They need that ick. They need somebody to help them push them so they can come out to sign up with the content house. We're going to go out to New York. It is $2,000 to sign up, but with the $2,000, you're getting $5,000 to $7,000 worth of marketing. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to sign up, follow my Instagram, wit_woe_, and we have a link in the bio where you can sign up. We just need a little bit of information, a video, and then we go from there.
Okay. Is there an age range on, like, you guys are looking for?
Yeah, so we're looking for ages between 20 and, like, 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 26, 27, if you're comfortable with being with younger, a younger crowd.
Yeah. That's what's up. So, like, the plan is to, like, do it in New York, but, like, you... Girls from anywhere, or can it be girls, guys? Does it matter?
No, anybody from anywhere.
Right now, we're going to focus on the girls, but girls from anywhere. So if you feel like I'll go on somebody's page and they might got like 700 followers, but they got like some decent music. Mm-hmm. I shoot them a DM like, hey, I got this content house coming out. You get this is going to be this price. If you're interested, let me know. Mm-hmm. Shoot me a DM back. So it can be anybody, because what's going to happen is when you join a content house, we go out to New York, you're going to go from 700 followers to 2,500 followers within that 5-day span of working with Her Motion.
Yeah. Then you kind of learn stuff that you can carry on for you a while.
You're going to learn, be able to network with a lot
really
of people.
Networking is the biggest thing out here for
in
real
New
right
York,
now.
We went out to New York a couple months ago, and they had a content day, and it wasn't even their biggest content day, but it was like one of the best days we had in New York. Like, mm-hmm. people were just coming out. Like, imagine you not thinking nobody know you and everybody coming up to Kennedy.
And all of them knew me. No, like, seriously. Like, and that's what made me like, oh my God. Like, I've really got a big fan base in New York. Like, people really knew who I was. That's why I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I know you got a passion. I mean, this your niece, but tell us about your passion for, like, managing, how you really got into it.
Yeah, so I really got into it with Kennedy because she got booked with somebody. And I was like, how much they paying you? And she told me, and I was like, you should be getting paid more. So put me in your bio as your manager. And yes, this is my niece, my only niece. But I'm like, okay, so I was starting to learn different things with her. Like, if people want to book her, and I'm looking up stuff like, you know, booking, how much should we charge, look at her status and stuff. And it just became a thing for me. I do have a degree in marketing, so it's just like, I've always been in the business world. Like, I used to have a shoe store here 6 years ago. So I've always been like an entrepreneur. So with the marketing part, I was like, let me use my marketing skills that I know to help others. And it just became a thing. Just passionate about just helping, being
stuck
able to
in
help.
It now, huh?
Yeah, I'm stuck. But I love it though.
You got something.
Man, that's what's up.
Before we play the song.
Yeah, before we play the song, did you guys want to share anything else you guys have up and coming? Social media.
That's really all what we got going on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Right. All right, run it,
Let's
Z.
Let's get into
Can
it.
Can we get a Z-bomb with it?
Hey.
Yeah, it's Big Ken in this plug. Let me tell y'all what's really going on. You hear me, though? On my daddy. I'm finna say it right now.
Doing a little shake for the gram.
What y'all thinking?
Tell your baby daddy, get up off my lawn.
With his cheeks
on my daddy, bitties, now I'm the baddest.
I'm the baddest.
Big K in the room, all the bitties shaking fast.
Like Walla Walla, like Walla Walla.
Leader,
like Walla Walla, like Walla Walla.
Talia,
like Walla Walla, like Walla Walla.
Kaylin,
like Walla Walla, like Walla Walla.
Wiener. Trippin' on no chick, ain't no pressure though.
What?
Get y'all money up, cause you ain't getting no pay, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all keep talking on the gram, I'ma show y'all those. That y'all messing with the kid, and I'ma get you gone. Drop five on a just a flip the flip. Pop out all black, Buffy's cause I am that. And you trolls hate me, and I see why. Took her man just to see that ugly chick cry. I throw 10 bands on a broke chick just to show y'all that I'm really living like this. Since you got so much to say it with your chest. If you really want a problem, you can drop that low, sis.
The aura on my body got me feeling real sexy. And yo, said he like me cause he like I'm real heavy.
That's my now. Now you got a big frown. All these chicks on my line cause they know I wear that crown.
Do a little shake for the gram.
What y'all thinking?
Tell your baby daddy, get up off my lawn.
With his cheeks on my daddy, bitties, now I'm the baddest.
I'm the baddest.
Big K in the room, all the bitties shaking fast.
Like Walla Walla, like Walla Walla.
Leader,
like Walla Walla.
Working on your dream home, both inside